We're still feeling the pain of thousands of cancelled flights days after that huge winter storm pummeled the country. Airlines cancelled 3,800 flights yesterday alone, and we're seeing more of the same today. Southwest Airlines is at the top of the trouble list. It cancelled close to two-thirds of its flights today. Leslie Josephs is CNBC's airline reporter, and she joins me now to talk about this mess. Leslie, hello.
Hi, how are you?
So let's start with the big picture. Are these cancellations concentrated in certain parts of the country?
They seem to be all over the country. Because of this bad winter weather that was all over the U.S. Before the Christmas holiday, every major airline had canceled a bunch of flights. There were delays. Lots of passengers were inconvenienced, might have had to go a day or two later. Once the weather moved out, a lot of the U.S. airlines started to normalize, and you started to see those cancellations come down. But one issue was that Southwest, that was not happening for them. Their cancellations actually started to worsen, and they pretty much spread throughout the entire country, and they don't expect things to normalize until pretty close to New Year's Eve.
And why is that?
Well, there are a host of factors that the company is citing. Of course, the weather sort of kicked off a lot of the chaos and threw things into disarray. But the company said that they had very specific issues as well that added to those problems. One of them, they had some issues in Denver with staffing shortages, fuel trucks. They had more planes overnighting in Dallas to avoid some of the worst of the bitter cold that was up in Chicago and other areas. And they also have some staffing issues as well with their own internal technology. And what that means is that it was very difficult and almost impossible in many cases for pilots and flight attendants to rebook themselves, get reassignments, and sort of match themselves with the planes so that those planes had crews so that they could take off. And from there, it just snowballed. And now we're up to about 10,000 cancellations, if not more.
That sounds very painful for all the people involved. Does it matter that Southwest doesn't operate airport hubs the way other airlines do? Is its operating model also part of the problem, in addition to kind of, it seems like, the antiquated information technology system that they're using?
Both things are a factor. So Southwest is pretty unique. I mean, they're the biggest domestic carrier in the country. So they have a very extensive network. But the issue is that unlike Delta, unlike United, American, which have specific hubs and then they sort of branch out from there, Southwest has what's called a point-to-point model, meaning their planes are essentially scattered throughout the country all day, every day, constantly. So it does make it a lot more difficult for Southwest to keep track and then get the operation back on track once it's thrown into the disarray that we've seen over the past few days.
Is there any advice you can give someone trying to get somewhere right now?
If you're home and you are not having any luck getting through the airline, try to go later if you do have that luxury. At this time, you don't want to be stuck at the airport. You know, there's lots of crowding. You don't want to have the risk of losing your bag. But you can complain to the Department of Transportation. They do log those. And Southwest said that it will consider what, quote, reasonable expenses, without saying what that is, for meals, hotel. And you could find that on the FAQ page on Southwest Airlines and file those expenses if you do happen to be stranded.
CNBC airline reporter Leslie Josephs, thank you for your time, Leslie.
Thank you.